This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You boys got a timer?
You were going to set, you want to set a timer too?
You want to have your own timer? Yeah. I wouldn't mind comparing to see if this time is accurate.
Yeah. You did that on Armchair?
Always, yeah.
Okay. And I want to move on. Yeah. From this, like, we'll just get into
this
it.
This will
we'll
not be
on.
The bulk of the episode. Let's yes. knock it out right
okay,
now
please.
And just say what we need to say, which is, so you're telling us you had a timer on Armchair.
And so yeah. you've it basically admitted that you did Armchair recently.
So you've done Armchair.
Is this an old talk? It's, guys, we got out of the talk show game. Is this about who goes on whose show first?
It's
because you guys know is that what
actually
no because you know Leno was mad right if you know you went and did Leno before you did Letterman it was a fight.
Don't explain Leno and Letterman to me.
Well, is that what this is? Are you guys bamboozling me right now?
Now I'm like, did you do this?
Did I do all the same?
Did you like?
Did I do my bits? Yeah, I got an army of bits. I start with my Leno and my Letterman.
Okay,
now
so you did this.
I don't know when it's gonna air.
Okay.
But their people reached out and I said yes. And
well,
your person is Kevin. They have a team.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
They have a whole ass team.
They have a whole yes. ass team.
Uh-huh.
You've got
and we
Kev.
Have a half ass Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
You yeah. got a guy getting mad at you yeah. about a hat
yeah,
website.
Yeah, we have just about a quarter ass over here.
Yeah, you want to know yeah. how it happened on the other one?
Hmm.
Emails from people I don't even know who they are, and when I got there, I didn't meet them because
wow.
they do
they
booking.
Freaking mercs.
Yeah,
this show up.
You want to know how this one
it's
happened?
Like the Wagner Army.
Kevin texted me a bunch and said. Then he said, "There's parking in the little area next to this place. There's not really parking. It was really a tight squeeze.
It's really
it's
dangerous.
Not
it. It didn't feel right.
Kevin's had his own car damaged
dangerous.
Last week. He got it scratched up from somebody yeah. parking in here, and I had to drive their car out."
And he said, "Don't worry."
I had to drive
after that happened.
Out.
He said, "Don't worry, I'll pay it forward." He thinks of paying it forward in terms of pain.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And I did have a different experience yesterday.
Mm.
The pain
am I happy
index.
To be here as one of the guys who helped launch this baby?
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Yeah.
I was one. I think I was the first. Is that
yeah,
right?
You precede Kevin, and so when
believe.
He's emailing you,
yeah.
being like, "Hey, can you come
can
on
you
this
how
show?
About 10:15?"
Like,
I was like,
"Yeah."
Like, let me talk to my guys.
People talk about
let me
pre-K, yeah. and then you know you think they're talking about a grade before yeah. kindergarten, but they're actually talking about the era
one
before
thing
Kevin joined yeah. Hollywood Handbook
one
when
thing
you
I will
were the
say,
main guy.
And obviously, I am coming here hat in hand. I want to learn from the best. About
this
the
is actually
world.
God.
What
yes,
to talk about.
That, yes,
yeah.
we do.
But
want,
before, but,
we
but
do
before.
Want a hat in your hand. We want it on your head as well.
Well, what do they cost? I'm a guy who buys hats.
Okay,
I like a hat.
Okay.
That's a nice
we'll
design.
We'll talk about, like, because for you, we would love to have a situation where for you, it is
steep
either
discount.
Either is heavily,
steep
yes.
discount.
Okay, or is,
if,
is at least
what
partially
about, what if
discount.
The Pops got me walking around Gelson's in it? That's advertisement for you. Is there equity? If
okay,
this
Gelson's, I guess, is one
the...
offer.
TJ, what about
I guess
I'm
we could start
TJ's.
With the Gelson's and... Okay, see, now we're going down to TJ's from Gelson's. I mean, like, I
hey, hold on. Anybody from
you.
Trader Joe's who's thinking about advertising on my pod, I did not say it was going down. That
we're
was
just
the
talking
boys,
about the average
price
income
point.
Of the customer
price
base.
I don't really see money that way.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a good guy.
Well, you, you
I'm
may
want
to start. You may want to start. If you are going to be a part of the hat company and
right.
if you are going to build a podcast
right,
audience that is able to support you
you're
financially
right.
during the
I'm
strike,
here.
Which I am hearing just yeah. now on the phone, I got a phone call this morning, is going to last 16 years.
Who's your insider?
Russell Crowe.
Yeah, Russ called?
The insider, yeah. Yes, yeah. Right? Man snapped on a split diopter.
I had been
in the 60 Minutes boardroom.
I had been here in 12 years. I had not heard 16 until right now. That's a fucking nightmare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, they bumped it up. They bumped it up to get serious. So I think you're going to want the podcast to have actually listeners who can afford shop. Maybe at Trader Joe's for snacks, but for the staples, we probably want them going to
Staples. Gelson's. But for food, we want them to go to the Gelson's.
Gelson's, okay,
Gelson's. And it's not like it's not the same food. Like it's at that higher price point for a reason.
You believe the Gelson's,
the produce at Gelson's is being heavily misted all damn day. Every time you go in there,
I don't disagree with this.
It's like you're looking for freaking Dr. Livingston.
I got pneumonia in there. I got pneumonia from shopping in there because the level
so
of moisture
nice
is
and soggy.
So high. There's so much moisture that it actually changed my internal
pneumonia.
Environment.
Mm-hmm.
That so that's a compliment lungs, to the G.
It means for certain that they are misting their fruit at a level
all right,
where
well,
there
then
is
I'm gonna be honest
no
about
rot,
that.
There
but then
is
I'm gonna be honest
no
about
drying.
I was there the pre and post the new change because we all know the new Gelson's has an eatery,
mm-hmm.
a bar,
mm-hmm.
and it's right behind like a jazz
and
band.
And a live jazz band.
And it's dog shit. And if you guys say
it's
otherwise, you're
jazz.
Lying.
It's bad
the
jazz.
It's bad jazz. Is not
also, the bar
near what
is,
we do.
Because no, they want you to they want you to shut. It's basically being like.
But it's fake, man.
You don't want to come here and drink.
Who's going to go day drinking at Gelson's?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, who's going to go in their right mind? Yo, you want to get some sandwiches and go to Gelson's? Where's the bar? Right behind the magazines and the flowers. No one in there. Or do you want to just. How about
magazines are. Okay.
The magazines are right by the entrance.
The exit.
There's
for
a
me.
Couple. There's a couple
what a
of different
square.
There's a
if
couple
there's a
of
hole,
different
I walk
magazine
it.
Locations.
Jesus Christ! I didn't realize this was a nerd podcast.
He only uses the exit for one way.
Dude, if the door opens,
would
exit,
you consider? Man. Would you consider Armchair to be a nerd podcast? I'm just like now. I'm interested in the in the taxonomy of this.
Right now,
like,
I'm in Trader Joe's. Yesterday, I was at Gelson's. You know what I mean?
You put that on wax yesterday.
On wax yesterday, yeah.
Well, we have
hold
an
on,
issue.
Hold on, boys. Hold
that's,
on.
We have an
pause,
issue.
Pause, pause, stop. Like, the, you might, Kev, you might have to stop recording. You guys know, as a fact, I was there planting its goddamn seed with you boys pre-Kev. Y'all going to turn on me because I'm doing a dance with my other friends over at Armchair?
Hold on. Nobody's
I'm just
turning on
we're,
anybody.
We're just trying to get all the information because...
He's mad at me.
He's disappointed, as am I. I thought that part of the entire hat... pack sort of brotherhood.
You see anything
that
on
was
my
being
fucking head?
Born here.
This is, but
excuse
this is what we're
me.
Talking about.
That's, there's
but
nothing that's, on my head.
That's
because
my
you
issue.
Don't ask. You don't ask questions.
You
don't
reach
out to say, hey, I'm going to go on, I'm about to go on Armchair.
Respect.
Communication
I'm not
is one
my
way.
Turn to talk, my turn to talk. Hey guys, thanks for the reach out about inviting me on this podcast today that I got from you guys because I didn't. Because I motherfucking got it
you
from
wanted
motherfucking
us to
Kevin.
Reach out.
Because I got it from fucking Kevin.
Did Dax reach out?
Yes.
He texted?
I mean, different. His team did. Because
you just said
his
he had
team.
A whole-ass team.
Well, you're looking
but
at
I,
the team.
Do I text with Dax sometimes?
Of child soldiers, let's say it. That's who,
well,
that's,
I te-
that's
well,
who
I,
he has recruited
I text with you two, and okay. I'll say this. When you get booked, how about a little heads up? Hey, can we bump this up? Because I'm going on Armchair the day before, and I Sean. Should wear the hat.
What hat did you
hat
wear?
On
what
the
hat?
Dax yes. show.
Armchair hat.
You wore an Armchair hat?
And the sweatshirt. Why the fuck wouldn't I? It's Armchair Expert, man. That's a
he's
big
a,
ass
he's
podcast.
A he's a shepherd, you know
and
what
guys,
I mean?
And guess what?
He guides a
yes.
flock.
And guess what?
And
I paid for that shit.
Money.
Why? Because the design was right. You want to know how I found it? From their website, which
oh
was finished, Kevin.
God, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Which was finished.
I'm gonna
and guess what, guys?
You,
I'm a guy who likes hat. And I'll tell you why. I got a short haircut and it's not looking great. Admit it, Sean.
I've seen you look better.
Yeah.
I've seen you look better.
I think
physically, I've seen
that's
you.
That's why
have
I went
you
and
look surprised.
Hair. I had longer hair before.
Yeah. Nice.
And I had a beard and I shaved the beard and the face. And I'm going to tell you, don't shave your face.
Wow.
Because with long hair and a clean face,
yeah,
you're not going to like what you see.
Wait, okay. What, yeah.
This
what you find
is connected
underneath.
To this.
Yeah.
And now I'm in a whole new world and I'm currently looking for a hat. And you guys are rubbing it in my face that I got to dance through a broken website to get there.
And again, and I want to find a situation.
I'm going to fucking kill you, man.
Hey, like everybody else in the world, you know how I buy things? I go on a website that works, that's finished, no disrespect, Kevin, and I press a button and I purchase it. Your guys' website is, it'll be finished soon.
There's two websites. There's two. There's a website now.
Half websites. But why? So do you understand? Imagine if there was right next to Gelson's, another Gelson's that kind of had the same problem.
Or like a Trader Joe's. I mean, the Trader Joe's is right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Trader Joe's next to Gelson.
But you guys are.
So we have one site where it's a little cheaper.
Yeah. Got one discount site.
But what would that, if it's the same
food? I'd love to find a way to get you there.
But if it's the same food, who would ever go to the more expensive one if you got but
shopping at a luxury price point, and you know, there's a feeling of exclusivity there.
But it's the
and there's the implication
cap.
That you're getting
it's
something
the same
better.
Cap, they, it but, it is,
but
it is.
But is it, Jake?
It's the equivalent. Yeah, it's not the exact same process, but it's the equivalent of being misblown all over it all day.
That's
it's worth what you'll pay for.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
So I don't disagree with that. You set the own market. I really feel that about like hourly wages and stuff like that.
Well, I've been saying this, and we've been talking about this on the podcast forever. Just like everybody's so fucking whiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been saying that.
Like
forever? Or is this pointed?
Come on.
We were, I mean, you were here the first time. We were like,
oh, you mean like
talking about you were whining so much.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't.
Yes, you were.
So annoying.
Yes, you were.
You're doing
it right now.
I wasn't. No, I wasn't. I wasn't complaining. I will be, I will say I'm a little shocked at my rate.
Okay. Say it. You look shocked. You look like somebody snuck up and surprised you. Your hair sticks straight up.
Hey, guys, I didn't come here to be
humiliated. Ray didn't stick your fucking finger in a light socket, man. You did that yourself.
Oh, I didn't come here to be humiliated.
Okay, why
you did
here?
You come
What's
here?
Going
because
on?
Because
like,
Kevin begged me
here?
To come.
Well,
he said,
good.
You built this house.
And
it's
does Dax's
apart.
Team beg? Do they debase themselves?
No.
No.
It's the opposite.
That's, yes,
it's
that's
the opposite.
Right. They're elitists. They lord it over you. We say, we are pathetic worms. Get in the dirt with us. Eat the scum from the bottom of people's boots, you know?
And it worked
that's
for me, man, because I relate. Because I relate.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. This podcast is for, you know, it's not for people who can afford our hats. That's why we need you to put the hat on and go to Dax's show.
I don't
the
have
order's
it. The
order's all
the
wrong.
Picture.
Go back. Go back on
those
tomorrow.
Pictures.
What am I doing?
Those pictures find people. I don't subscribe to the account or whatever. The pictures find me anyway.
Yeah, that's
what'd
right.
you talk about? What'd you talk about with that?
Dude, what I was gonna do today, my man.
What'd you talk about?
This pod.
You talk about this?
Yeah.
You guys bond over the little.
Are you lying?
Shared history.
Don't
right?
say that you talked about it, and then
I did.
It, and then you didn't talk.
I
about
want
it.
Every
what'd
listener
really
of
about?
This to listen because I gave shout outs to this pod. And I always felt, and you're giving me fucking stink eyes, man, and it's hurting because I've always felt this was a group
He's
of three.
He's gonna fucking kill you, man.
If I find out you're lying, I actually am gonna fucking kill you. Are you?
Well, you better be able to back that up because I take jiu-jitsu. So I'm gonna tell you now. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you now, son. Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you now, son. Don't write a check that you can't cash, son. I do jiu-jitsu. I'll rip your arms
you're
off, and I'll beat Sean up with
and
them.
Take your arm home. Take your arm home.
I will, in three moves, go, rip your leg off.
Mm-hmm. Gotta take this arm home with me.
Do not
he does
write a check you cannot cash.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Okay? I did talk about this show on the podcast yesterday for 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, God.
Okay? Do not write a check you cannot cash.
You talked about it the whole
fly on the
wall.
You
talked about it the whole time.
I was on that podcast too, talking about this.
I would love to be a fly on the wall for that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, you went on that? I would love to be.
Well, I had my SNL experiences too. I never got an audition.
Jump through Lawrence hoops.
Yeah, hey, man. But you know what's the best part about that? The brotherhood and sisterhood I have with all my cast members.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm,
I look back and everything, and it always goes back to those crazy years.
To me, SNL was comedy college. You know what I mean? Like, that's really where I got my undergraduate degree.
Yeah.
and then doing this podcast, talking to you about Dax. Yeah. This is actually grad school for me.
That's right.
You know, what'd you guys talk about on the show?
Because he doesn't normally, like, he's interested in all kinds of things. He doesn't normally stick on one subject. So the idea that you talked about this show for an hour.
I was surprised you didn't, because he's never been on this. So I would think you would connect on something like that the both of you had experienced.
Yeah.
You had another comedy college under the old Meriwether Post Pavilion there.
Yeah, you and Dax were both,
you know.
Can't talk about it right now because of strike.
Wow.
You and Dax were both. Yeah.
But I want to make this very clear because I, you know, I'm a union man. I don't know if you guys are scabs or what, but I do get a scab vibe from both you guys.
And Kevin did say
scabs are part of healing.
Scabs are part of healing. Okay.
Scabs are a necessary part of healing.
They are a protective layer.
And the industry is wounded.
Yes. Well, hold on.
Without there, the stuff would just keep falling out.
Unless you want your opponent
infection to rot it away.
Or you want your opponent to bleed out. Right, because the wound isn't on us; the wound's on them.
Oh,
so you're healing their wound. We're trying to stab them.
Oh, the scab is
for them.
Okay,
we want them to bleed out.
I didn't know that.
I never had thought about that.
Just say that if you want me to not do it.
You should say that.
Well, the idea of it was
scab
never
on
like
their wound.
Yeah, it wasn't like we need scabs to heal our own wound.
Okay.
This
no one said that. Okay. Will you agree that no one said that?
Yes.
Okay.
So what are you guys doing on this podcast? You got a new space. On you got this? Three cameras. You got four mics.
Yeah.
What's the latest? What's happening?
We're really doing bad.
Everybody is, man. Podcasts, really the new NTFs, man. It's crypto. There's no money in this game.
It's
not hustle.
We're not even NFTs at this point. Yeah.
We're NTFs. We're not even NNFs.
Everybody's talking about you get a picture of a gorilla in front of the Eiffel Tower. It's going to be worth $10 million. No, it isn't.
No,
you're going to talk
not.
In a box in front of cameras, and maybe 80 people are going to check it
out. I'm so embarrassed. So when I went on Jimmy Fallon and we both held up our little apes together and we just talked about like, oh, you have one too. Yeah. And
I got mine is 6653, number 6653. That's going to be worth a lot of money.
I feel silly now because as I look back, I was really just sort of
fired in the moment. How much have you thrown in the crypto world? How far did you go back?
You know, when I started, I actually got in at a good time when it was peaking.
Yeah.
You know, so it did feel like, wow, this is really expensive. Yeah. So it's got a lot of value. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. You're talking about when a Bitcoin was about 60G for a coin.
About 60.
But you can get the whole coin for 60G.
Yeah. No, you could own a coin and
for $60,000.
Yes, for $60,000. I believe it went to 67 at one point, which is when I decided to.
This is not because if you don't go now and it gets to 112, you're going to bite yourself on the ass.
I'm going to be chewing on my own ass.
Yeah. Well, I did a thing that a lot of professional athletes did where I get all my contracts paid to me in Bitcoin.
Yes.
Which,
that was
in looking back,
smart.
You know, welcome to the world of podcasts because we got to build back up. Because I don't know if you guys know
it's
this,
true.
But that whole market crumbled.
Yeah, I feel fortunate in a way because, like, I might as admit it at this point, like, my gorilla was so clearly hand-drawn. That I held up on Jimmy, like it was, no one believed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I don't really know how to draw that. It was like
that style.
I was trying to.
You can draw. I think you're a great artist.
How to
but
draw
that Bart, style,
and everyone is like, looks like you started with Bart.
Uh huh.
And
then you
then
put like hair,
to add, like,
extra hair,
extra like even, it's mean, Bart with a beard.
Hold on, yeah. A Bart monkey.
It's Bart with a beard. Oh yeah,
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't hate
really. It's probably
maybe
worth
we could
more
have
now
that conversation
than a lot of the
instead
NFTs,
of like that. You know.
So is there a conversation to be had that you got Hat Pack and you got Monkey Bart shirts?
Right. Well, if we
but
could get
on.
Monkey Bart wearing a Hat Pack,
if you could get,
I don't know if you're able to do that.
If you got, I'm telling you this for real, I like business. If you got Monkey Bart in a Hat Pack, that
well,
hat
the hair,
is going to jump.
Yeah.
I promise you, man.
The hair, I think, is the thing that's helping people most figure out that it's
Bart. Yeah.
And so
he's holding, yeah.
If we're
you're
covering
not,
up
right.
the hair, I worry.
You're
that,
in a danger zone.
Yeah.
What about shirts?
The shirt.
Why not sell shirts? You already have gone down the world of merch. Don't go soft on it. That's my only advice. Why have
there's a plan?
If well, if you're doing if you're doing merch, right? You have a website. You have a hat. You should sell fucking everything. You
well,
should
what
sell
if
rings,
it's like you know
sell
the
bracelets, shirts, sweatpants, shoes, socks,
you know
coasters,
the shirts,
everything
you
should.
You know
sell.
The shirts that say like blank and blank and blank
yeah,
and
yeah,
blank.
Yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
if it's like Hayes and Jake and Sean and Hat and Pat?
Yeah.
Like that to me could be really powerful. We've been talking about obviously also one that says like when you clap back with hats, that's a pack.
That's cool.
Like that seems to me like that could be
who's
something.
Who's gonna buy that?
Well, ideally are the
or is that
most
like
of the
mission
country.
Statement?
Yeah.
Is that the mission statement or is that the product?
Which would you want it to which one do you like? Like what do you
I'm gonna be honest. I'm liking all
you
of it.
You like it all? Me too.
You know, if this is Shark Tank, I'm saying this. I'm going to make you boys an offer.
Okay.
My question is what am I purchasing?
Let me say this. Can I say this about the hat?
Yeah.
You can't get a hat like this for under $30.
I don't think you can get, but I'm going to tell you this right now. As a buyer, you can't get a hat like that because I'm not positive the website's
you don't have the hat and we can't, and the
website's having issues. So I was interested in getting a hat and being here with the hat and being like, what's up, boys?
Kevin, did you bring a hat for Jake?
It's coming off his own head, guys.
Yeah.
That ain't the move.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, the boys are inducting the first 7 members into the Hat Pack on the pro version. Sean talks to Iowa Debris about the movie The Player on his show Subtitles On, and the Flaker ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, see a Hollywood Handbook live and live streaming show at the Dynasty Typewriter in Los Angeles August 29th with special guest Claudia O'Doherty. The ticket link for that is in the episode description. Check out all these shows and the video of today's episode with Jake at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads. Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to
it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered, and that's how they're dead. Was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew neck t-shirt. Great stuff. get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code TheBoys. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code TheBoys.
Let's face it, folks. Shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code TheBoys at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions, yeah, they apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
But let's say, hey, Kevin, have a seat. Have a seat. Talk about short
hair. Yeah, we got this fourth mic that Jake was generous enough to point out.
How could this be the move? He took it off his head and he gave me a hat.
Well, is it,
sorry.
He's got to make sure that nothing, that it's not dangerous.
Yeah, I'm going to say one thing about the space for real. Four is tight.
Four?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad
when you initially hand you someone.
No, yeah. Four is tight.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Three
yeah.
works. I've three now gotten
felt
used
really
to this.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Water's, I was vibing. I was starting. Warm. I was starting. I felt like the show was really starting to find its
Me
rhythm.
Too. Same.
Yeah.
I think this haircut might actually be the same as yours, yeah, and that's yeah, part of yeah. why I wanted to
same
talk
barber
about it, because
same
it's
haircut,
a it's a question yeah. of maintenance.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he has gel. I didn't gel.
He does have I gel. I am not going to touch it, but if I did, I feel like I would pull back a stump.
Do you gel up your hair in order to look more like your hedgehog, so that it feels like you're its daddy? A lot of Kevin's personality is having a hedgehog.
I didn't know he had a hedgehog.
One of them died, and the body wasn't even cold before he. A
quick
new
death.
Second hedgehog.
Wait,
like,
is
it
this
was
real?
Yeah, I have a hedgehog clippy.
Yeah, illegal.
Also, are you okay right now?
Yeah, no, I'm in a comfortable position.
You just are two Chicago
weird,
guys with the same exact
weird.
Energy.
Are these the guys kidnapping you? Are you okay, Kevin?
I'm normal. I'm normal and good.
Are you? Give a code, my guy.
All right, you'll know the code.
So you have hedgehogs?
Help.
How'd you get in the hedgehog game?
My fiance was working with someone who said, name any animal in the world that you would like. And she said, I don't know, a hedgehog. And then the next day he texted her, meet me on Western in Santa Monica, 250 cash.
This can't be real life. Mm-hmm.
Real life?
So wow. Somebody said to your fiance, name any animal you want. And this woman says a hedgehog.
Yeah.
And then somebody else says, meet me on a corner. I got a hedgehog for 250 mm-hmm. cash.
Same guy.
Who is this was guy? Courtship. No, I mean, yeah. This feels like
well,
it
what
was
if she
a
said
seduction
a
of sorts.
What if she like said baby chimp? He's got a baby chimp?
The Bronte sisters.
Yeah, he's making
but how
her
did this
wishes
who
come
is this
true.
Guy?
He worked at an aquarium. He did aquarium stuff for a vodka company. That
vodka companies have aquariums?
Aquarium for a vodka company.
Kevin,
well, they
Kevin,
did. It was short-lived because
okay?
it turns out those animals only like water. They thought like, oh, this will be such great marketing of mm-hmm. like, you know, these beautiful sea creatures swimming around in a sea of our exclusive vodka. And, you know, it wasn't good for anybody.
And
they lost
a
lot of money
and
they lost
want,
a lot of animals.
And it's aquariums are fish only, it turns out, as well. So like putting like
sure.
a hedgehog
it's an nightmare.
Yeah.
Well, there's nowhere for it to go.
No, yeah. That was even worse. Because when they did pivot from vodka to water, they also did drown a lot of hedgehogs.
Yeah.
Just going like, okay, we fixed the problem. And it's like, well, there's a second problem now.
Anyway, this hedgehog that Kevin got in the vodka immersion process was basically preserved like Austin Powers.
How real is it? Is there any truth to any of this?
It's all 100% real.
So a guy who works at an aquarium for a vodka company asks your fiance what animal she wants.
Yeah.
How are they connected?
She worked with the lady at the vodka company for like 6 months.
Absolute
what kind
fish
of
tank.
What kind of fucking guy walks up to a random woman and says, what kind of pet would you want?
A fucking riz god.
Yeah.
A man with impeccable riz. Fucking player. I cannot believe what.
Yeah.
And then he, I assume, just lost interest, and then you were able to swoop in and take his place. Because
what was
because at the point that he delivers the hedgehog, he and your fiance are like.
No, man, he's in the money game. If it was romance, he would go like this. You'd go, what animal do you like? She'll go, hedgehog. He goes, how about I meet you at your favorite Italian restaurant tomorrow? And she's like, why? Because I'd like to give you a free hedgehog.
Corner of Western, though. He met her.
Yeah. Oh,
but it was
imagine.
Like a sketchy corner, and he sold her a hedgehog. This is business. He's an animal dealer.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
he sells hedgehogs.
Can be both, man.
The
money
the waiter
love.
Brings out the that, big 100%. Plate of biscotti. Big meatball sitting on top, covered in the sauce.
Yeah. The meatball
you go
unrolls.
To knife it with the knife. Yes, it unfurls itself.
Yeah.
It shoots. It
sauce
spikes
everywhere.
You.
Yes.
So she buys one hedgehog.
Yes. His name was Rolly.
The hedgehog.
Rolly the hedgehog. Mm-hmm. Which
and
is
were
the
you,
name
his
of
name
the
was
embroidery
Rolly.
Of the embroidery company that make the has called Rolly Hog.
And so you are not with her at the time when the hedgehog started.
Not at the time. A year later, we meet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She's now stuck with a hedgehog.
She has a hedgehog named Rolly.
She loves it.
She loves it. She loves me. We're all together now.
Mm-hmm. Kevin
Are you
kills
okay?
the hedgehog.
I'm great. This is
like your, something's happening.
No, I think his mic is like threatening him so bad. Yes. Like
he just really said under the wind. He just said in real life, she's with me. She loves the hedgehog. She loves me. Looking dead forward with shark eyes. Are you guys doing it? What happened with this hat website? Let's get into it.
Hat website's great.
We can't talk about the hat website.
Hat website's great.
I got, we got screamed at by Kevin last night.
Have you guys talked about that on the pod?
We haven't. Yeah. This is the first time it's coming
up.
Oh,
they did.
We talked
about the website on the pod.
It had to be cut.
And then Kevin screamed at us that night.
Kevin said it had to be cut. How real is that?
No. But did Kevin actually get mad?
Yes.
He said, if you ever disrespect me like this on mic again, you're going to find out what it's like to live in a world of never-ending pain.
See, this is a Kevin I like. Which sounds like
he, and he said, and I know.
This is a Kevin I like.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It's a bad man.
It kind of softened the blow, though, because I did it with Siri and it ended with send.
But that to me felt more aggressive.
That was last night. Hats are doing great. Flashback to the hedgehog. Great
is something that somebody says is not doing okay, guys. Hats are doing great as a transition. Hats don't do great. They either sell it.
Well, he's doing a flashback.
Hats are doing great. Flashback to 2018 or 2020.
Don't pull him out of the flashback because he gets like really disoriented.
He's in it.
It's like waking up somebody who's sleepwalking.
I love that.
Yeah. You know, don't wake a sleepwalker because they become super violent. Yeah, like, you don't pull him out of the flashback.
When he says flashback, he has to say end flashback?
Yeah, like we just kind of have to wait. There's been like 2-hour flashbacks. Wow. We have to cut out a recording. Yeah. He goes there.
It's like a Kratom trip, but he can just sort of release that chemical in his brain.
But he's reenacted like massive historical events.
Yeah.
It's kind of like how you invented drunk history.
Also, that's scab. Guys, we can't advertise.
Not even
I
that.
I just saw the article like yesterday of you talking about like, it's actually my idea.
Note.
It actually was mainly me. I was being so funny and someone was like, this is a show. Are you crazy?
Well, that's not what the article is, but that was your take on it.
That's a great take. That's what I read.
Derek Waters thinks he can have that one thing. Fucking no, dude. Go get it.
Okay, I'm known for 6 or 7 things. Derek's known for one thing. It's like you've got this big heaping plate from the buffet, and he's on a special diet. Guys, he's only allowed to eat this one little leaf.
I live in a place called reality.
Can I try that leaf?
Oh, what should I do? Should I be fake humble? It's not true. I didn't build Hollywood Handbook. It's not true. Because I did.
Because he created
and
it.
And guess what? It. I was here.
Yeah.
When you guys were here.
We want you to be representing
episode
them.
One.
Like,
episode
I know. One. And what were you guys doing at the time, pre-Kevin? I guess we're... and I went like this. No. This is how you run a show.
Yeah.
And you guys left that. Yeah. And both of you reached out to me. And I'm putting it on the pod. You said, thank you.
Thank you.
You said, what you did for our show... Thank you.
Yeah.
So one day when I'm doing press in a couple of years and they're talking about Handbook, should I go, I don't know anything about it. I just showed up. That's a fucking lie. And I don't lie to people. I don't lie to my audience.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you guys, the more honest you are with that base, the more fucking hats you're going to sell. Because right now you're lying to them. This isn't a $30 hat.
$29
No, it's not. I got it on my head right now. I got it on my head right now. We all look ridiculous in these hats.
It's under 30. It's 29.
I'm going to be totally honest. The design is right. Okay. The thing is right. This is a goofy move. And your audience knows it and you know it. And this is not a moneymaker. And this ain't Hollywood Handbook. And I'm sorry I haven't been on this pod
anymore.
More.
It's the hat pack now.
It ain't the hat pack.
Hollywood Handbook happened. It was fun. It was a great time. We all had a lot of laughs.
So guess what? When I do an interview in a couple years, I'm going to take ownership of Hollywood Handbook. I ain't touching the hat pack. Now, if you went Gorilla Bart,
you won't be able to see the fucking hat pack from where you are. With this, what's the show? Advice?
Yeah.
Oh, that's new.
What's this show?
I'm not qualified to give advice. Oh, what are you, some sort of armchair expert then? What are you, Anna Faris is unqualified?
Isn't the whole bit of this show you guys aren't qualified to give Hollywood advice?
Excuse me.
Isn't that the whole
bit
thing?
Of this show is that unidentifiable. There is no bit to this show.
That it's
this
half show has doing no a bit, idea half what it being is. Real, half talking about stuff.
Oh,
half
don't
not.
Try to
what
put a number on it.
Your
no
idea.
Percentage. You made
it
the
it was
show.
Before the fucking hat pack. And you guys know it's a fucking misstep with these stupid hats.
Turn down the gas.
You're not wrong. You know it's a mistake with the hats. The hats are silly.
It is not.
There's five guys in a room that's probably 12 by 12. We're all wearing the same stupid
rat
hat.
Rat pack.
What?
Rat pack.
Kind of
we're
cult.
Missing something.
What kind of cult are you geeks trying to start
it's
here?
The
what's your,
turning,
what is
Jay.
Your pitch? Cat pack?
Oh, my God. We're not going to do
it's not
that.
Another
product. Not going to sell cats.
Here's my pitch.
Like, your guy on New Girl liked cats or something,
scab.
Right?
Oh, my
God. And so,
scab.
And so, and so you're scab. Selling a hat that says cat pack, and your name is on it, and we get a piece of it as well? Okay, yeah,
fine.
That's better.
Okay,
fine.
Great.
Okay. Can I get a piece
like,
of that,
okay.
too?
Well, let's all share.
All right.
Let's all share.
Kevin, cut this out because it's scabbing.
What a goofy move.
My man? Yeah. Now that's something
unlicensed show yes. like show merch. You'd have to mention
Splat?
The name of the show.
But spell it a little different.
It is.
Spell it a little. Make it the same font.
Yes.
I don't need a big percentage. I can pretend to be mad about it.
Yes.
But that's a good idea.
And we just don't let any of the principals find out because the weather will not be so merry if we.
Yeah, but here's the reality. We're making such
wind of it.
We're making such small money that they don't even care. But for
it's
us,
it's not
hey,
worth
hey.
Suing us. It's a nice little business for us. It's not necessarily investable.
And then
we, at
and
this
when
point.
They say, "What are you
yeah.
doing?" You go like this. We're just
I'm,
having fun.
I'm
we
sorry.
Didn't even
oh
realize.
Oh my God, we're joking around with our friends. Oh, I guess it is kind of like the thing that you worked on. But like we were like goofing around. It
was
actually just for our friends.
It was.
You
and then we had a lot of friends.
George Clooney's tequila company. Was never supposed to be for anyone.
Just,
else.
It was just
literally
for him and Randy.
Him That's and so Randy cool. yeah. being like, could we make a
also,
nice tequila to like enjoy with our buddies? And all of a sudden, all these like
big, I mean,
farmhands and like all everyone like mm-hmm. wanted to like sort of like be involved and share it. And then it's like,
what do you mean farmhands?
That's who they.
That's
hang
who
out
he's
with
like hanging out with.
Oh, just
like
in the
when
posters.
He's drinking
yeah, yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. No,
they're also
not,
driving
no,
motorcycles
the,
without helmets.
Yeah, but they actually did that in real life.
The motorcycles without helmets?
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff that they oh, yeah. were like.
And so what do you
it
guys,
was supposed to be private.
So what
like
do you guys
that?
Make of Bryan Cranston, Aaron Paul?
Same
what do
thing.
I make of them?
Yeah, what do you guys think of that brand? Because that's the rival of the Clooney. So we're not rivals with them, with our hat pack or the new shirt, right? But those two guys, they're battling for who owns the tequila brand, right?
Right. Yeah.
Two different friends, two mm-hmm. different friends.
Mm-hmm.
What group of friends do you want to be in? Do you want to be with Brian and Aaron, hanging out, having laughs, mm-hmm. did a great TV show together? Or you want to be with George and that other guy?
Can I answer?
Yeah.
Gun to my head? Yeah. Pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
You want to just die?
Pull the
take,
trigger.
Yeah. Take,
do
take,
not
take,
make
take,
me
take,
pick.
Yeah, take a, take
well, hold
a lot
on.
off
so
the top.
So can I give...
Yeah. Like you said at the barber.
Yeah. yeah.
so
yeah, I'll
here's
be going
what,
to Southpaw for a
so
little.
So here's what I'm
going to
say to
haircut.
You. Here's what I'm going to say yeah. to you. When you do a pod like this, man, your audience demands honesty. So no, don't pull the trigger. What group you want to be in? You want to roll with Brian and Aaron? And they're also probably on motorcycles.
You
did,
that's,
ads.
That's a choice that you can comfortably make.
The rhythm of
are
that
you,
question
are
was
you,
shocking. Was shocking to turn it at that.
Are you being honest right now? That's a choice you
yeah,
feel comfortable making?
I do.
That you would be able to choose that? That you would be able to deny one of these friend groups and say, oh, I choose
okay.
this?
Yes, how about this? Friday night, 8 p.m., George and the other guy on the motorcycle say, come over for a drink. You get a text at the same time from Aaron and Brian say, come over for a drink at 8 o'clock. You can't say, can I be both? Where do you go? Who do you want to hang with?
I take Kevin Hart's tequila. I take LeBron's tequila. I mix them together, and now they're friends. One's big, one's little.
Mm-hmm. I'm busy.
You can create any friend combination you want.
By
just
mixing
like
their
by mixing their tequilas together. Now they're friends.
Yeah.
Imagine the two of them. He's riding in the sidecar.
Yeah,
Kevin Hart's
yeah,
in
yeah,
the
yeah.
sidecar.
That'd be a fun. Yeah.
Ah! He's yeah. like going, he's scared. He's going, they're not wearing helmets. Or actually, maybe he's wearing yeah. like a big helmet and like.
So
I got
I didn't
drink.
Know Brian had a tequila.
That, you didn't catch wind of that, huh?
No. I didn't know K Hart had one.
Oh, Bron's got Los Lobos. Yeah. He's part of the Wolf Pack, not to be confused with the Hat Pack. I personally am partial to 818, Kendall Jenner's brand.
You got a tequila?
Yeah.
Why tequila? Why does everybody have a tequila?
I'm partial to her tequila. She's repping. 818. Mm-hmm. She is repping for the Valley. Mm-hmm. And I probably swirl that around with a little bit of Aviation Gin, which Ryan Reynolds is the owner of. And I think between those two.
Paul Feig has a gin.
Mm-hmm.
James Harden just sold 10,000 bottles of red wine to a Chinese investor. And then he did a cartwheel. Google it if you don't believe me, because that's not a bit. He was doing a live stream, sold 10,000 bottles to somebody, made an I love you, the heart thing with his hands.
Yeah.
Then for some reason did a cartwheel on the live stream. And there's a lot of backlash online because the rich
get
richer.
Let's see Daryl Morey do that.
Yeah.
Oof. Right?
You're getting in the weeds now, and that's... They're in a tough relationship.
Let's see Daryl Morey.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see. I'd like to see a little Daryl Lessie from him in terms of some of the stuff he's been doing.
In terms of connecting,
but I'd also like to see James Soffin as well.
Mm-hmm. So. Yes, if Daryl could be a little Lessie and James could be a little Soffin, I think there might be a deal to be made there.
Just because I love connecting it back to the handbook. If you guys were the Rockets, who's who?
And so I guess I'm Apollo 11. And Hayes is
one of the those ladies that kick real high.
And who's the Kevin? Yeah.
Radio
City. He's still back there.
Heaven's in a flashback. Yeah. So we have not been able
flashback.
What's happening over there,
the
pal?
The year is March 2020.
Okay, that's not a year.
One of the most horrific things in human history happens. Rolly dies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, your hedgehog died.
Mm-hmm. I exploded, blew up Kevin's garage.
What does that mean?
So, Rolly caught fire.
Your hedgehog caught his garage.
Okay. So there, you've heard of the lab leak theory.
Yeah.
And then there's the wet market theory.
Oh, you guys are claiming
they're still all around it. People said like they ate like a pangolin or something, and it got
Kevin. What happened?
It was like early, you know. There was starting to be reports of like possible, different things happening in the news, and Kevin got scared, and he just said like, let's sort of tighten our belts a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Is it
then
true
he had
that
to loosen his belt? He ate so much Rolly, he was bloated.
Is it true your hedgehog died and you got another one the same day?
I didn't get him the same day. I did get a text from Mr. Aquarium himself. So sorry about Rolly. Want another? Too soon.
And you guys still think this guy's courting his? Those are his moves. His court moves. It's not just a weird business where he sells animals.
If he makes the effort to basically have a chip inside Rolly so we can keep track of, whether he's dead or alive.
Yeah, good point.
And it's connected to his phone, so it sort automatically
says as soon as the heart goes off, thing.
You know how like every
by the way,
now
that
and
is
then
good
your,
business. That's your, not to be an asshole. That's
your
good
iPhone
business.
Battery starts dying all of a sudden, and it's just like, the new iPhone's out, and it's like this is roll.
And
some
just
point
like the
Rolly,
iPhones,
activates.
Like a planned obsolescence.
Yeah,
like they basically
he knows that, when it's going
to
die.
That same chip is programmed to just burst.
No, part of the design is that it will malfunction.
If he's doing releases, this game with the Hedgehog world, then a little bit of respect. If he's got other animals too, because he's taking, if he only has hedgehogs, right?
No.
Because then he's taking a big chance to go, what hang animal on. Would you want as a pet? And she goes like, a chimp. And he goes like, how about a hedgehog?
Kevin's going to flip the fuck out on you if you don't acknowledge that it's a no for him.
All right. But the explain man, the no then.
The man has apparently other animals. Kevin, do you want to run through the inventory?
Turtles. And little fishies.
Oh, he's got fish? And what's a totos?
Turtles.
Oh, turtles. Is that honestly how you say
totos,
turtle?
Los totos. So
it's interesting because he does, those are aquarium based.
They're all the same.
The hedgehog really is the outlier. Mm-hmm.
And it's so random that she said hedgehog and he goes, I happen to have a
well,
a
this
link
story
to hedgehog.
Doesn't hold up.
No.
If you could have any animal in the world,
what would
and
it
then,
be?
What would it be? And then your answer is like, something that an illegal pet dealer would definitely
right,
have.
That's where I'm getting it. Like, there's something's off. What did you? What do you guys pay to make the hats?
We
what does each one cost?
Don't know. It's a total black box. We cannot see what's happening inside that.
Mm-hmm. Whose idea was the merch?
How did it start? All, you know, it's because
I don't hate the merch game.
Yeah, the hats are the merch.
That's it.
But it's the hat.
For
it's
now.
Not like, okay, you don't like the hat. Fine.
I like
it's not
the hat
that we're selling. Well, you said it was goofy.
You said
I said
goofy move.
Goofy move.
I said right now, a bunch of us sitting in these hats, there was something about it to me, personally speaking, that is a goofy ass.
Your
move.
Own issue, your own hand.
It's
up.
Not it's not the
don't
hat.
Don't love yourself.
It's the hat represents that hat we pack. Membership in this community called the Hat Pack.
And by the
website
way, the
will
idea
be having a message board as well.
Came from the community. Yes, we're starting a new message board.
Yes.
And there's going
to
be a Discord that I don't have
understood.
Yes.
So you sign up for the membership, you just get the hat. So you're not buying the hat. The hat is just like, you're a member
of the
Hat Pack.
The hat
here
is the membership.
Take the fucking,
the
no.
The hat's the membership.
No,
buying
the membership
the hat,
is the membership.
The membership's the membership.
The
and
hat
the
is a
wear
perk.
The hat.
Right, but it's, also, but everyone is a you're a member by purchasing the hat
or just having the membership.
Let me try to help you understand it.
Please,
the hat's good. we don't call the hat goofy.
Okay,
we don't talk about it not being worth $30, which is irrelevant. It's less than $30. Which you can't find that anywhere else.
Agreed.
And it's so fucked because
it's also a nice
it's
hat. It's cool.
Dax's exact style.
I
like
know.
This is
hat,
what
this
has
is
me
is
so
what he
fucked
would
up over
be
this.
Doing and
because,
he would
like,
fucking talk to you about how
he wouldn't.
To sell
he wouldn't
it.
Have a hat like this.
He would. He doesn't because you weren't there on time. Go back to
yeah,
the
maybe.
Show.
I also just
God,
think
I would
have to
hear
you
the conversation
do,
you had.
You have to go back and do the show again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did you get into? What just like topic areas?
Well, what we got into, what we didn't get into, but what I would like to get into at 43-44 is to get a bigger understanding. I'm not
just
fully there with the merch.
Just tell me.
Well, then what fucking
you
tell me. You
where
guys
are
what
going
did
next?
You talk about?
Here's
forget
what,
that.
No,
where are
I'm
you
not
going
forget
next?
That.
Where are you going next?
Here's where I can't
where,
get over.
Who are you getting?
Because you guys are smart guys. I was there for episode one. I helped build this fucking house.
I know.
You guys are doing this. I saw on the website you had
no
Ben Stiller come
that.
On your show.
Yeah.
How?
We played show. Your episode too.
He listened to part of your episode.
He listened to
during
it. Did
his
we talk
episode.
About Ben Stiller on ours?
No.
Then why would you play a clip from ours?
We're trying to get him acquainted with the show that he was doing.
So he was like, what's the bet on this?
So he could tell Adam Scott to do the show.
We wanted him to
wait,
try
you,
to book Adam Scott for us. Yeah.
Is Ben Stiller your biggest get? Is that the biggest
well,
fish?
Until Adam shows Adam, up, yeah.
Is Adam's the... He's that's, the golden unicorn?
That's a little bit of the... Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't want to say white whale?
Yeah. I forgot the term. I'm going to be honest. I was in deep waters, my man.
Oh, you should have been thinking about a white whale then.
So...
What are you doing next? What show?
What's where are you going? What's on the docket?
Today?
And I don't care... I don't care which day. I care which show. I need to get you on a big show, and I need you to wear the hat, and I need you to actually say that it's not goofy.
So, okay, I'll never say it's goofy outside of this room. This is a trust circle.
Okay.
So this,
well, this is like the hard launch of the hat. So if you could also not say it's goofy in this room.
This is probably
the
main
thing
not to say.
Okay,
yeah.
By the way, I was wrong.
Just, okay.
Hold on. I was wrong. If this is the launch, if this was the launch, help me understand the product I'm helping to, I'll wear the fucking hat.
Okay.
The original idea, you guys are doing the pod. You had Ben Stiller. You had.
That was a big day.
That was probably the big day.
You.
Right? Me. And
you.
Okay. And then you guys go, you're doing the pod. How many of these have you guys done, Kevin?
513. This
you guys
is 514.
Have done 500 of these.
13.
By episode 450, one of you said, shall we get into the merch game? I'm asking.
We've done other
it.
Stuff, like
it.
You know, we've
it's not the
we've
first
oh, it is
merch
okay.
ever.
Yeah.
Chef Kevin
it's
Apron.
It's the best merch.
We had a Chef done. Kevin Apron, and so
ooh, I like that. What were sales?
I almost got a cut.
Yeah,
but don't worry about you're not seeing the big picture. The cut will come.
Getting, yeah,
What was that great Dr. Dre quote to Eminem? You know this.
Okay, yes, of course. He said...
And Dr. Dre said...
He said, I was strapped with gas when some of y'all were cuddling a cabbage patch.
That's not the one I was thinking. That's not the one I was thinking, but
yeah.
The point is the cash will come.
You guys, I've been in a lab with a pen and a pad trying to get this damn label off.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And so I love the apron. I think the apron's fucking hot. What were sales on apron?
Well, it was too hot, actually. A lot of people were having medical episodes wearing the apron
because it's not meant to be worn with other clothes.
You
cannot be around flames. Okay. Yeah, so that was any kind of heat source.
And then what episode around did you guys say, let's create the hat pack, a membership based around a hat where there's going to be a message board.
Because it doesn't have some of the like censorship that these other platforms.
By the way, I'm so happy you're people a fan are of the show.
Fleeing these other platforms because the mm-hmm.
But like, so this community regime, I think the community's a win.
What I'll say, Jake, is this has been the only thing that we talk about period for 6 or 7 episodes
and across three different shows.
And I don't see it.
I think this is
the new era of the show. We are in the fourth turning.
I agree.
It is a societal.
But it's a limited number. I mean, the end change. Is like it's a club. It's exclusive. Yes. There's
so
a limited number of members.
You should only sell 100 hats. Mm.
Well, okay. Actually, no.
Yeah.
Because you want to sell more hats.
Like to sell.
Yeah, okay.
We want to sell more hats. We make money off each one.
Maybe 400.
So are you excited for the idea of bringing him over on the couch? Did you feel like there was two parts of this podcast? First half, second half? Because I kind of did. Do you feel like he's the hat pack of this episode?
Why is the hat off? Like, what? As we talk about this, like,
yeah, where'd it go? I can't even see.
Well, I have a dog shit haircut right now.
So put the hat on.
There's something about the hat. It ain't right.
What size are you? Which snap are you using?
Second, the last one.
The last one?
Yeah, I got a big head.
Yeah.
So look, this is why it's off. They can't see. Well, actually, maybe they can. But like it doesn't feel
so. You like to wear it a little
good, Jake. Yeah. I wish you could see yourself.
Yeah,
it does. It does.
It looks so much better than your haircut.
Yes.
All right.
Your haircut looks so bad. Like I can't believe you came here like that.
Yeah.
And then the hat is like saving
your
life, my eyes, like everything is working with the hat.
Do you guys think it's cool that we're all wearing the same hat?
Oh God! Imagine seeing this. You walk by and
in
you see this.
He's wearing it too.
How do you feel?
On the
outside,
like
the
whole
idea
is like
the exclusivity and making people who see us feel like shit.
So why not sell? I like what you were saying. Sell the membership, and then you get a hat, you get a shirt if
Once
you're a premium member.
You're in.
So this
you're
for $30, you're just a member.
It's
but
less
you don't get
than
30. All.
It's
the
not
perks.
30. It's one of the only hats you could find for under 30, actually.
Not
it's
true.
$29.
There's a lot of hats you could find for under $30.
Not like this, brother. No. And the membership as well.
Oh, okay. That's true. But what if you guys did for like $100, you get the hat, you get a shirt, you get a little bomber jacket.
Well, let's talk.
All what saying if, hat pack.
What if a shirt had a picture of this hat on it?
Sure. And what if you spend $1,000, you get to do
Gorilla
what Kevin
Bart.
Did on this podcast.
Gorilla
you just
Bart.
Sit there during a podcast, and every once in a while, say a couple words. The guest goes, "Are you okay?" Yeah. And then talk about like your pets, and you don't even
kind
interview.
Adjust yourself.
Yeah, but for $1,000,
we did.
You're in it.
We did discuss this at one point, and we actually did a little bit of like stress testing of like looking at members who had contributed to higher tiers and whether they would be. You know, interested in doing this, and unfortunately,
like this.
Not a single one of them passed a background check.
So
not
what?
One,
but who
not
cares?
One person.
They're
on
a
the
member
show.
Of your
well, who cares?
Pack.
Casey.
Yeah.
You're Casey?
Yeah, I'm Casey.
You're afraid of some wild card? An animal
he
like you
wanna...
with ripping those tats and that cool style?
He doesn't want to be in the same hat.
He's the
pack.
Biggest well, dog in this group.
Well, that's the issue.
None of us
he
have tats.
He doesn't want
to
get.
He wants to be
outdone.
He wants to be the only.
He wants to be
the
bad
group.
Boy of
yeah,
the
okay.
show.
Mm-hmm.
And so
well, how
we
about,
bring
how
one
about
of these.
For $1,500? another bad boy sitting right where Kevin's sitting. You think you could deal with that?
Bad boys can come in for $1,500.
So what? Casey gets like $500.
Well, Casey's probably not getting cut in yet. It's probably
good. Yeah. Well, why is it more appealing to him that we charge more?
Casey's replaceable. This is business. I'm talking about capitalism.
We get someone
son.
Else who's even badder than Casey.
I'm talking about capitalism.
Everybody's so
son.
Fucking whiny
Casey,
now.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. That's how it works.
Yeah. That's what.
Now,
you,
if you're not an
you
animal,
it.
You're not going to succeed in capitalism. Casey, get out. You're fired.
And Casey's
stay
leaving.
Until
Casey's
I'm done.
Casey's really
just
bad.
Just in case you're doing
I
something
don't
technical.
Do that. Casey's like insanely bad.
Like a bad boy or bad at his job?
No, he's like a really bad.
You're a legit
he's
bad
like
boy.
A really bad guy.
I'm maybe the baddest boy there is.
Casey's like a very bad guy. Like
you've been
like
hearing about
really
all these smash and
guy.
Grabs.
Yeah, I have.
Casey mm-hmm.
just happened in Glendale.
Casey just does a smash.
He does
and,
the smash
and hang out.
He only does the smash part. He doesn't grab anything.
Were you
he
part just, of the one in Glendale stare. At the Galleria?
Yeah.
Yeah, I planned it. Yeah.
What are you getting out of that, my guy?
Viral videos.
You're doing it for
that's
the,
how you go
media.
Viral. Yeah. See that?
Okay. All right. Don't
clicks.
Get rid of this guy. He's
you,
a winner.
You,
it's
you
a
sell an ad on those clicks. Videos.
He doesn't care about the merch. You don't want a piece.
He's
you
not.
Want no. the, it's getting on the news and it yeah. is going viral.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's not the guy you replace, yeah. you know?
I change it.
I'm not the guy you kill. I'm the guy you pay off. Right?
That's a great line.
All right.
You have guests on your show?
I don't really feel the need to talk about the show here. Anymore of kind
okay.
of
that's I'm,
you did
well.
At some point.
It's
I
a union.
Saw no
I came in really
that you
excited
to talk about anything.
Yeah, well, I'm
you
I've
won't
come,
say what you did on Armchair, you won't say what you're doing next, you won't
you
talk
won't
about whether you have even whether you even have guests on your show. I guess yeah. I look
well, I'll
myself.
Tell you why
you won't own your drunk history. Interview.
I will own it, I won't scab like you because I'm not a fucking scab, dude.
Mm hmm.
I'm just trying to figure out what you guys have been doing for the last 500 episodes.
Well, you
because it
here
started
for at
strong.
Least one of them.
I did the
hang
first
on,
one.
He's getting a phone. A phone
I'm
message.
Finding out what like whether you have guests on your podcast. Oh,
well,
great.
I hear a clip. I listen to this trailer, and there's other people's voices.
Yeah, Adam They're Scott's coming on.
Calling? Are you fucking kidding me?
You want to know why? Because it's a real sick. Podcast, guys.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Look
so
at the
real.
First. Fucking pick that shows up when I search Jake Johnson podcast.
It's him and Dax.
That's not from
it's
this
him
one,
and
though.
Dax.
I will
him
say this. That's Dax. Not from this. That was from a lot of years ago. I know how that feels
tell.
Right now.
Both of you. Boy, oh boy.
Boy, oh boy, what?
When you flash
worn
back
hard
with
and
Dax,
put away.
That's a wrap.
Soggy. bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.